This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida. We are nationally syndicated on the GCN Live network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. To all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, register for the free gun a day giveaway that's there, and find out what a USCCA membership can mean for you. All right, well, joining us right now, our good friend Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and we'll get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States, of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, yesterday, Nancy Pelosi won by the hair of her chinny chin chin to be the Speaker of the House. She needed 218 votes. She got 220. And in the end, 15 Democrats did not back her for Speaker.
Yeah, that's the new thorn in her side that's going to exist for at least the next 2 years. And among them, you can count our little friend Cortez from up in New York.
Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, now, listen, I'm going to play a little audio here because this is an audio that's got the Democrats doing their little press conference thing, you know, doing their victory dance. And you've got Pelosi, you've got Durbin, you've got Schumer. But just listen to these comments that were made here, because this is kind of uncanny. Let's see here.
Let me add this. Almost everybody in the room, I don't want to say everybody, believes that shutting down government is a stupid public policy. It puts 800,000 people who work for the federal government at risk, and it puts millions of people who rely on the federal government on a daily basis at risk. We are going to propose tomorrow a bill that has gotten the support of the Senate and the House.
But the White House says it's a non-starter, sir, so why move forward?
Because that is our responsibility as a co-equal branch of government, to do that which we think is right. We hope he will compromise. He ought to compromise. We are for border security, but we are also for operating the people's government in an effective fashion.
All right, well, I think that's Steny Hoyer right there, but here's the point. They were for it before they were against it, and now they're against it because it's got Trump's name attached to it.
No, not only that, but let's take it a step further. If they're for not shutting down government, don't shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same narrative that we hear every single time there's an impasse and we go through one of these exercises of futility. They say, well, we don't want to shut down the government, but they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lay the responsibility for it on their opposition all the time, but they're unwilling not to do it. So you don't want to shut down government? Don't shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, compromise is something that means you've got to give every now and then. And so far, you know, at least over the last, you know, the 8 years of Obama, I'll even go back into four more years into Bush, they don't compromise when it comes to this. They want what they want when they want it, mm-hmm. and then they try to blame everybody else for doing what they're doing, which is shutting down the government.
Now, here is the new queen of Washington, D.C. Listen to this.
And that's what they have tried to do. But they don't, they just light my fire.
A fire that's set to launch her return to the highest rungs of politics.
You probably are the most powerful woman in government.
In the United States, yeah.
Yes. Do you
that's true.
Think about that? Think about what that means? Do you think about that as a personal accomplishment?
No, I think of it as a responsibility. I don't think of it as an accomplishment. I think of it as a responsibility and how we go forward and what that means in terms of the lives of America's working families, and that more, this isn't breaking a glass ceiling. This is breaking a marble ceiling in the capital of the United States.
Now, that last part really got me. America's working families. They don't give a rat's tutu about America's working families. All they care about is the poor underlings below them that they can literally give free stuff to and buy their votes that way.
Well, you saw, and I just want to comment on the unbelievable arm-breaking back patting she was doing on herself, which is kind of arrogant.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, the Democrats, the progressive Democrats especially, you saw what Elizabeth Warren tweeted out yesterday, that while the government shut down, she's going to be giving her paycheck to people who aren't even citizens here.
You mean 120, you mean Miss 1/2020th?
Yeah. Yeah, she's mm-hmm. going to give her paycheck to help the immigrants at the border. So if they're for helping the poor people here in the United States or working class families, wouldn't you think that she would be donating a check to somebody who actually is a citizen?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, you know, it's a hollow statement when they say, oh, we're for the working people, we're for the little guy. Well, then stop trying to help people who aren't even citizens here.
Now, you know, the other thought comes to mind, and we're going to go to break, so I'm just going to tease this, and here comes the music, so hang on. Folks, you know, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what it's like to be on the receiving end of a rock upside the head, even if you are wearing a helmet, whether you're a firefighter, police officer, or whatnot. That's called assault with a deadly weapon. And when you got a bunch of people that are pelting you with rocks, they're lucky they didn't get shot by the Border Patrol instead of just tear gassed. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by the DR Mold Solutions Company, where they kill mold. You know, down here in the South, the tropics, it comes with its own little problems. And there are 300,000 species of mold. Mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a lot more. Don't put your family at risk. DR Mold Solutions has an EPA and FDA-approved method to kill mold in your home or office. Call DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. By the way, they will work anywhere in the state of Florida. And that's why they're having me talk to you right now for all our Florida affiliates. Now, DR Mold Solutions, give them a call today, 727-692-9622, and ask about their New Year's special. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's DR Mold Solutions, We Kill Mold, 727-692-9622. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Frank, Connecticut passed a law. They're trying to bypass the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, good for them. Maybe they should vote to actually annex the moon next, because the state law can't supersede federal law. So nice try, Connecticut.
And they are trying. They are definitely trying. And the other thing is here, when you talk about the Electoral College, I've never heard of this guy, but his name is Congressman Steve Cohen. He's a Democrat from Tennessee. And he's introduced constitutional amendments that would eliminate the Electoral College in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, that's not going to fly either, because the House of Representatives and the Senate, they're asking a body to give up power.
Right.
You know, when you look at the Electoral College, it's a combination of the Senate and the House.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking a politician to vote on a bill that takes away power from them. That never happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a pipe dream. These are things that are meant to get somebody who's an obscure legislature in front of a television camera.
Apparently, you know, that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's working for him. Oh, you're going to do this. Yes, we're going to move legislation to do that. Well, you're going to move it off your desk into the garbage can because no one's going to vote for it. That required a constitutional amendment coming out of the federal government is a gigantic feat.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and then it has to be ratified by the states.
Now, the last day of the 115th Congress, the Senate put through 70-some-odd appointments and nominations for the administration. No judges that day, but all the different little deputy this and deputy that they needed to fill out the positions that had been vacant ever since the president took office. But right about now, you still got, I don't know, 100 or so judges that need to be appointed. So shouldn't that be the priority for the Republican-controlled Senate?
Absolutely, it should have been the priority through the last session as well. You know, you've got vacancies on something as critical as the federal bench. You fill them, and you know, I don't care whether they're going to, well, you know, the Democrats would bring on the hearings and they'd be going after this guy and going after, well, overload them then. They do it to the right all the time using the Cloward Piven strategy. Why don't you give them a little taste of their own medicine?
And I believe all they need is 51 votes to get a judge confirmed. Is that correct?
Yeah. But
the problem
is... Thank you, Harry Reid.
Yeah, well, the problem is there's a 70 or so judges right now, nominees that are in limbo, because apparently Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has failed to agree on a way to move them forward. They won't even give them the time of day in front of the committees.
Then you use the nuclear option. You know, the Democrats don't have a problem when they're in power hammering things through on a nuclear option. And then I just mentioned Harry Reid. Let's go back to him and Obamacare.
Yeah, and by the way, there is some sad news that came out this week about Harry Reid. He has pancreatic cancer, and he does not have very long to live.
No, I thank him for his service to the country. I was always on the opposite side of the fence with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you never wish anybody ill will.
No.
If you have any kind of character whatsoever, and that's, mm-hmm. I got to say it, that's what's lacking on the left.
Yeah, there's character, but it's character. If you know what I mean. Now, I want to get into a discussion here about the State Commission report here in Florida. And for the people around the country that know about what happened at the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, known as Parkland, on February the 14th, Valentine's Day, there was a very lengthy investigation led by our local Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri and a commission that investigated everything that transpired at the high school. Now, we found out yesterday that a decision is coming from the governor, Ron DeSantis. He's currently the governor-elect, but he will be the governor by that time, around the first week of February, over the Broward County Sheriff Steve Israel, his actions and how he totally blew the situation. And for the record, you know when the last time was they did a multi-agency school shooting drill?
But that's got to go back to, I don't know.
10 years prior to the incident.
Yeah.
It had been 10 years and they'd never trained for a mass casualty shooting incident at school. And I mean, by my understanding of the guidelines for funding for some of the things they were doing, they were supposed to do it annually.
Oh, yeah, I know in this area here it takes place every single year.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers and the administrative staff are briefed on things about that several times a year.
Yeah, and I was involved in it when I was in the fire service. And with us, and this is going back to 9/11, pre-9/11, it was involving bombing because of the fact that the World Trade Center the first time around had been bombed. So we were concerned about bombing and a mass incident involving that versus shooting.
Right, but you know, after in the days after Columbine,
Yep.
You know, that put that kind of a response and preparedness on the radar. So for that not to have happened in a major metropolitan area for 10 years, that's negligence on a large scale.
Now, the report that was issued, and this has national ramifications, that's why we're talking about the report that was issued about the Parkland, Florida incident, is 458 pages long, outlines all the errors that were made during last February's mass shooting, where 17 students were killed. It talks about not only the sheriff's department, it talks about the staff, it talks about what the high school failed to do, it talks about failed security and safety policies that were supposed to be in place that weren't, and the bottom line now is that they have recommended and suggested some teachers be allowed to carry guns, concealed carry, and increase school security spending, which is something that Governor Rick Scott had also considered doing, but he's left it all up to the incoming governor, Ron DeSantis. Now, this, to me, is a no-brainer.
No, if somebody's is trained for concealed carry,
mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be restricted about where they get to conceal carry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the seriousness of the training. You know, so if you are trained and you successfully pass the class and you are responsible enough to hold that license, there's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And again, it's extremely important that, and again, this is the problem, okay? And people aren't going to like this, but it's the truth. The only thing that will stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Well, and that's the truth. And when you this is the no-brainer that everybody's been saying for a very, very long time. If you outlaw guns, and only outlaws will have guns. You know, so you need to be prepared. I know that they're probably getting rid of that motto with the Boy Scouts just along with everything else, but it seems to work. It worked in the fire service. It works in the police service. It works in every first responder. It works in the hospitals. Be prepared.
Yeah, and finally, have you heard any California politicians stepping up to talk about the ridiculous sanctuary cities law that inadvertently or advertently, however you want to look at it, got that police officer killed in Stanislaus County?
You know, the only thing I've heard coming out of California as far as any legislation or policy decisions is trying to impeach the president.
Yeah. All right. Well,
which isn't going to go anywhere either.
Well, Frank, here comes the music. We look forward to talking to you again on Monday morning, bright and early, my friends. So stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also the Underground USA podcast. Frank is also a brother of the badge, retired firefighter, Chicago. And he and I go back quite a ways here. All right. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The House has approved a bill to deny new border wall funding, and it also passed a measure to reopen the government. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
A wall is an immorality. It's not who we are as a nation.
And this is not a wall between Mexico and the United States that the president is creating here. It's a wall between reality and his constituents.
USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump makes a surprise appearance at a White House news conference, thanking border security officials for what they've been doing and saying the American people are all for the wall.
The people of our country want it. I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security, for border control, and for, frankly, the wall or the barrier.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, KJ. You can catch KJ Radio and Kevin Jackson on many of these stations I'm on right now across the country. All right, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, some of you will say, what's an automobile dealer doing advertising on a national radio show? Well, here's why. Because they sell vehicles all across the United States. We've had people come here from Arizona. People come here from Minnesota, from North and South Dakota, from Canada, from Alberta, Canada, Calgary, from all over the Northeast and all points in between because of four words. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active, retired, and 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles that'll save you thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. Nobody else is doing it anywhere in the country. I challenge you to find it. 24/7, 365. Also, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which is an extended warranty on top of the warranty. And you get free oil changes for the lifetime of the vehicle, as well as free tire rotations. So, Moss Nissan, they've got two dealerships, one in Crystal River, Florida, one in Newport Richey, Florida. Moss Wholesale to the Public, where they sell certified pre-owned vehicles in Homosassa Springs, Florida. By the way, trucks go in there every day. They buy 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, depending on the size of the car hauler, and take them back out of the state to wherever they're going to go to sell them. Fact. Also, the all-new, brand-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway in Carrollwood in Tampa, where everybody gets the Chevy employee discount. Everybody gets it. Now, does it get any better than that? Oh, yeah. You tell them the captain sent you. Make your best deal, and you'll get another $500 off the vehicle you're buying. That's all you got to do. Tell them the captain sent you. Make your best deal. Now, two phone numbers to serve you. 727-815-3095. 727-815-3095 at 813-969-2600. 813-969-2600. Give them a call. Check them out. If you're interested in a vehicle, certified pre-owned or brand new, they will treat you right. Okay, I do believe we have the one, the only, the world-famous Picasso on the telephone line. Is that you, sir?
That's me, sir, but I don't know about all that introduction stuff.
I just thought it sounded good.
Yeah. I got about 20 ideas for you, but there's a problem. You want to know what it is?
What?
We'd have to clone you because you're already working about 23 hours a day, so we need two of you to do all of
that. Actually, it's 25.
I was going to say, hey, listen, if you were at lunch and you had to pick, now you can only pick one, and you, at the lunch table was Elizabeth Warren or Nancy Pelosi, which one would you pick for the commitment to perhaps a mental evaluation? Which one would you pick?
God, I'd take them both.
No, you can't.
Yeah, but
you
I can't do that. No, wait a minute. I'm the captain. I can. I carry a gold badge.
Well, the president, you know, we're all about the tweets. We're all about Trump, Twitter, wall, and you know that last thing. It's called .com. Trump, if the president retweets you and it goes out to his 50 million viewers, you've reached the pinnacle of the Twitter world for the moment because you can only stay there for a moment.
Yeah,
and he retweeted the tweet. I guess you mentioned it earlier, but they decided to make a T-shirt, and on the front of the T-shirt it said Warren, which you know was Elizabeth Warren, and an American kind of voting sign on it, and right underneath it says Warren 1/2020. So that just went viral today, and
I saw that yesterday, and I thought it was pretty cute. There's a banner out there with that on it.
Well, he made the banner. He took it. Somebody took it off of his site. Now he's got two accounts. One's the government account. He doesn't mess around with that one, but he's got his own real Donald Trump deal, and he'll plaster somebody out there. And not very often. He doesn't retweet very often, but somebody said, "Well, you know, he's trolling." I said, there's no such thing as trolling anymore. If you put it on the internet, it's public information, and thousands of people read it, whatever it is, wherever it is, in case they didn't know yet. So, But he's reading Twitter and the Daily Wire, which is an up-and-coming thing with this Ben Shapiro, who you mentioned, who's a little bit of an attitude but a very brilliant guy.
Well, the problem with him is that sometimes he overreacts.
Yeah,
you learn with experience and with age, you get a little bit more wisdom, and you just don't run your mouth for the sake of running your mouth.
He looks like a kid, but he's in his 40s. He looks like he's 20, but he's in his 40s.
I thought he was a teenager.
Yeah, he looks like one.
Because he acts and sounds like one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a New York lawyer. But he's a real conservative. Anyway, I got you down to two clicks on TrumpTwitterWall.com. I can get you up in two clicks now, your whole show, which I've done quite a few of them. And I appreciate so much coming on the air and giving it. Trump was mellowed out a little bit on the tweets. We're down to 45 border tweets.
I'll see you next Tuesday at Mission Barbecue at Waters Avenue.
That's a new place.
Lunchtime, 12 noon.
Roger Dodger.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I got to let you go. Thank you
very
much.
Another great show.
Yep, Picasso, and we appreciate him. But anyway, that's my new watering hole on Tuesdays here in the Tampa Bay area. Mission Barbecue, 4602 Waters Avenue, right off the Veterans Expressway. You go past the first traffic light, and it's right there on the right. You'll see it. And we'll be there Tuesdays from 12 noon to 1:30. And I'm looking forward to that because I love their trimmed brisket. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Wow. Oh, wow. It is unbelievably good. Unbelievably good. Everything there at Mission Barbecue is good. And by the way, veterans, wear your military cover, show up with a military shirt, and you will get a free dessert on the house, compliments of Mission Barbecue, thanking you for your service to America. And they have different things. You can join the Veterans Club there. They give you a little card. You show them the club, and if you got one of their drinks, you get a drink free besides the dessert, and they'll give you a discount, all kinds of things there. So think about doing that and joining us on Tuesdays as well while you're over there. Now, James, how you doing up there? James is chiming in from Georgia. We appreciate all his comments, and he's funning me. He's having fun with me about the southern accent I did a couple minutes ago there. Well, you know, James, people, when they live in different areas, they can sound like the area. It doesn't take very long to do that. And, of course, when I was in the military, I was stationed in the south, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and I found myself doing y'all a lot. And every time I'd go home, it'd drive my parents nuts that I'd come home and go, "Hi, how y'all doing?" You know, or "Yes, ma'am," "No, ma'am." You know, and it was, and I had that drawl in there, and it's like, "What happened to you?" But anyway, it's all fun. It's all fun. And to the military men and women that are listening, especially those of you up there at Fort Campbell, a big hooah out there to you. And we love you. We love you. You can do no wrong. By the way, for those of you that don't know where I sit here in Tampa, I'm literally across the bay from CENTCOM, MacDill Air Force Base, which is the home of Central Command, where the nerve center of America's combat forces are operated in the Middle East and elsewhere, right here in my backyard. There you go. Now, the Florida GOP is having a new election for a new chairman, because Blaise Ignolia, who was the chairman, is finished his term. He's going back to doing whatever he was doing before. I think he's an elected politician. I believe he was a state representative. I think he still might be. And one of my very good friends, Joe Gruters, who just got elected as a state senator, is running for that position. Now, Joe, and I've known him since way back in the day, since before Congressman Vern Buchanan and whatnot. Joe was a very aggressive young man, wanted to get into politics and do everything he could. He ran for mayor one time. He was the youngest candidate ever in Sarasota, Florida. And he's going to make one whale of a state chairman for the Republican Party of Florida. And keep that name in the back burner, because it could have national implications, because you never know when somebody like that might not run for, oh gosh, I don't know, Congress? Okay, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And our number one of tonight's show, this night's show, we had Wayne Allen Root on, and you'll want to go back and listen to the podcast a little bit later and catch the first two segments in hour number one. Wayne and I just lit it up again. So there you go. Now, this portion of the broadcast, final segment brought to you by Dominick's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. That's Dominick's, Dominick's Blinds and Decor. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the street. Look for the big red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. Now, they ship stuff all over the country, so all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And here in the local area, Dominick's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by. See Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at those red, white, and blue Dominick's trucks when you see them. And look for Kevin or Dominick behind the wheel. Remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominick's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You got lots to watch for today because yesterday we had the Congress, 116th Congress came to town. Nancy Pelosi got sworn in as the speaker. Now, she won that election by two votes. She needed 218. She got 220.
Somewhat close, but again, I think it was kind of expected.
Yeah, and 15 of her own little siblings, mostly the rookies that came in, did not vote for her.
There was a few that decided that they didn't want to. There were some odd votes. Some were like voting for Joe Biden and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. Now, the other thing that came up yesterday was a couple of Democratic congressional representatives, one of them, Brad Sherman, and the other one, this Rashida Tlaib, who went into a real profane, and I mean grossly profane, tirade against Donald Trump when she said, we are going to impeach you, we are going to get you, and all that sort of stuff. And she is, of course, from Michigan, represents a very large Muslim district up there. I believe it's in the Dearborn area. But she, Nancy Pelosi, came out and said something here. She said that, according to the LA Times, Pelosi has tried to tamp down impeachment talks because moderate Democrats have expressed concern that pursuing it would divide the party. Even if the House were to pursue impeachment, Republicans would all but certainly block it in the Senate. And apparently this is causing quite a rift in the party because these folks want to go after the president come hell or high water.
Some of them do. And again, I let them do it because it's going to be a political disaster. I don't know how far they want to really divide the country up. I mean, the great thing about this country is you have an election every 4 years for president. If you don't want him as president, then you know what? To be honest with you, Democrats have already started, they've already scheduled, primary debates for this summer. So,
right.
I mean, it's not, 2 years is not a long period of time. There's ways that we have in handling, people that you don't like in office, you win elections, and that's just how it should go. So, again, a lot of it, I think, is bluster. I think if they try to move too forward with this, they'll be damaging themselves. And Pelosi's a smart politician. She knows this.
Yeah. Now, coming up Monday and Tuesday of this coming week, the Chinese and the United States are going to be holding trade talks in Beijing amongst the threats coming from the Chinese military about possibly, Admiral put it. I wonder what it'd be like if we just sank one of those aircraft carriers.
Yeah, I pay little mind to sometimes some of the things that they put up there for public consumption. Quite honestly, it's ridiculous. We all know this. The economic ties between our two countries are so extensive that that'd be shooting at us is like shooting at themselves. To some degree. I mean, the amount of business that we conduct and the amount of products that we actually manufacture within that country. So I think it's a little bit ridiculous. We need to try to figure something out today. The big news this morning is that the Chinese opened up the spigots as far as liquidity is concerned, and their markets turned to the upside quite strongly. So, again, we're kind of going to see how that plays out. They're trying to stimulate their economy that has slowed down to some degree, and there's more to watch on that front than anything else. So I wouldn't really be too concerned with some random statement made by somebody.
Mm. Now, you on your program talk a lot about speculation, market speculation, and somebody asked me a question to ask you yesterday. They said, are we now in what's called a bull market?
A bull market?
Mm-hmm.
Bull markets generally mean markets that are going to the upside very, very quickly. One could say that we've been in a bull market since we came out of the Great Recession because the markets have gone up. Certain parts of the market now, including the NASDAQ, would be called technically being in a bear market because they're down by 20% off their highs, which we're getting close to being in that proverbial bear market. I hate all of these various different taglines and names and various different things because oftentimes they're misrepresented. So don't look at terms of bulls and bears. I would suggest and try to look towards your own portfolio.
No, because it confuses people. And I hate to tell you this, but when the person asked me the question, I told him, I said, are you sure that's what you want me to ask? Yes. I said, okay. So I asked the question, but I think they had the terminology confused because it's confusing what's going on right now, to be honest with you.
Well, that's part of it. I've been talking about this for years. I call it the conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. People, unfortunately, do not know how to handle their money properly. They don't understand how the markets work properly. They don't understand the right things to do with their money. And they follow this and they watch pundits on TV. Most of them don't know what half the hell what the hell they're talking about. And they start chasing things and they turn the market into a casino. And it shouldn't be a casino. It should be a means to reaching your goals in the long run. And that's all you should concern yourself with, not any sort of barnyard animals.
Okay, last question. This comes from Christine. And it's not you, Christine, in Sarasota. It's another Christine. She doesn't say where she's at. She says, is gold a safe bet against inflation?
It can be if we're in a highly inflationary environment, but it's one of those things that you use it as a hedge. It's not something, it's not an all or nothing prospect. People think, oh, okay, we're in inflation environment. I got to put all my money, I got to move it to gold. Why do you need to move it all the way back? And actually owning physical gold is a bit of a pain in the neck, quite honestly. So, there's lots of different ways you can hedge yourself against inflation. Gold is one of them. The real inflation that we're seeing right now, quite honestly, has been the usual suspects. Healthcare and education, higher education. Those are the things that have really gone through the roof. And some other areas too. Cars have, gone up in price. But for the most part, we haven't been in an inflationary environment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Chris, I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All righty. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out all the different things about him. You know, folks, it's a Friday, and, of course, we are a six-day-a-week program. Monday through Friday, we're on 4 hours a morning. We start at 2 a.m. Eastern time and go till 6 a.m. Eastern time. And then on the weekend, we're a 3 hour show. We start at 2 a.m. Eastern, go to 5 a.m. Eastern. And many of our shows, take our program and play it at various times, during the weekend. And that's fine. We have no problem with that. And you're going to be hearing a lot of different things and talking heads come Sunday talking about the Democrats, of course, obviously, running the House. They're going to have control of the House, and there'll be speculation about Nancy Pelosi this and Nancy Pelosi that. And, it's just going to get wild, as the weekend progresses. And be careful on these Sunday talk shows. Look and see the makeup. Look and see the makeup and see how many liberals are on there, how many conservatives are on there. How many Republicans are on there? How many Democrats are on there? It never ceases to amaze me how some of these alphabet soup networks will have maybe one borderline Republican or conservative and three or four hardcore liberals in there just trying to drive the point home, their point. Very obvious, very obvious. Okay, well, another great day in the neighborhood. Thanks to all the people that chimed in and opined. And again, my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go there, check it out. Send me a message over there if you want to, off an email or whatever. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And again, I'll see you on the weekend show tonight across the country. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.